Time now for radio theater. Rebecca Katz Harwood is with the UMD Theater Department. And boy, have you guys got a production coming up. It's called She Loves Me. And didn't that just open last night? Is that right?
That's right. Good morning, Lisa.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Now, I've never known this. You got to clear this up for me. Theater, the tradition, of course, is to say break a leg, because to wish someone good luck is actually wishing them bad luck in the theater tradition. But what if you're interviewing a professor of dance?
Well, there is a tradition that involves a word that I'm not sure I can say on the radio.
Okay. All right. But we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it another time, but it is a French word that involves a bodily function.
Okay.
And the tradition behind that goes back to a couple of different stories about the Paris Opera Ballet in the 19th century.
Oh, fun.
That as the performers were going to the stage door, if there were a lot of horses and carriages, and horses sometimes leave some things behind.
Bodily functions also.
Indeed. And so if there were a lot of things left behind, that was a good sign because it meant it was going to be a very full audience.
Okay.
Or if you happened to step through something that a horse left behind, it was like, well, that bad thing happened to you, so now it's going to get better.
I like it. I could surprise Robert Gardner. I hope that we have the opportunity to talk to Robert Gardner coming up about the Nutcracker. And I could surprise him.
You could.
On the air with this little tidbit of information.
You could. And he may, I mean, that's the story that I know about the origin of that tradition in the dance world. He may know another story.
And right before the French FCC hauls me off to jail.
Exactly.
At least we will have made a little bit of good radio. So tell me about this production. You were explaining something to me which was fun earlier. The first thing about this production of She Loves Me is that you have a special guest director. Tell me about that a little.
We do. The guest director for this production is Michael Brindisi, who is the artistic director of Chanhassen Dinner Theater. And so having Michael come in really did a couple of things for us. One is that we always try to bring guest artists in to work with the students. And it's been a little while since we've had a guest director come in, so there's the benefit of an outside artist in general. But then also particular benefit of having Michael come in is that we are celebrating the 5th anniversary of the professional alliance between UMD Theater and Chanhassen Dinner Theaters.
Oh, fantastic. So tell me what he brings to the table that's different. First of all, of course, he's somebody different, so the students don't know the way he works. But the fact that he works with adult in air quotes, older actors, professional actors, how does that inform the way does that inform his expectations of the students?
I think it did. I would say there are two things. There's just the fact of, you know, all of us are individual beings with individual personalities. And so there's Michael's individual personality, which is he's very professional and he has very high standards, but he's very warm and very laid back in the room. So that was really lovely for the students to experience. He really trusted them a lot. And that gets into the other piece of it, which I think does come from the fact that he is a professional director who works with professional actors, that it's different than those of us who are their teachers, where even though we distinguish between the teaching classroom and the production rehearsal room, there is that element of we're teaching you the skills even when we're in production. Michael came in and it was really like, okay, I just assume you've got the skills because I know the training of this program. So it, and I mean this all in a good way, it wasn't so much about teaching the skills, it was about, all right, let's see your skill set and let's see what we can do with it.
So it's about that, again, as you said, that assumption that you've already reached a certain level and now we're going to fine-tune it. And so the students, in a sense, wouldn't have their hands held as much. They were going to be expected to take their notes and produce.
Indeed. And it's not that we as the faculty directors don't have that expectation. We do, because that's part of our responsibility in terms of training them to be ready to enter the profession when they graduate. But it is different. It is different. And it was, you know, lovely to see the students rise to that.
What did they talk about? What did you hear them as you crept about, no doubt, with a cup to the wall, you know, disguised in various disguises, sneaking about so that you could listen to the students talk about this experience? What did you hear them say?
A lot of them talked about how much they enjoyed working with Michael and that he was so laid back, but also that his enjoyment of the process itself, that he, you know, genuinely, well, first of all, he loves this show. I mean, we all do, but so that, he, you know, even up through final dress before we had our preview audience, he was still laughing at things, you know, and it's so that genuine enjoyment and interest in it and the recognizing his eye and what he was looking for and how he would go about getting it, because every director's eye is unique. So I think it was really, it was just his, I think what they talked about the most was his manner and just the point of view that he brought to the production.
Do you as faculty try to prepare the students for a guest director at all? Do you, you know, gather them all together and say, now behave yourselves, children, and this person is going to be, you know, very strict, or this person is going to be whatever, or don't make me look bad, or anything? Or do you just wide-eyed, here, kids, here's your new director. Enjoy.
Honestly, I think it's somewhere in between. Because we have our expectations. We have the values that we work to instill in the students as part of the training, and that includes professionalism and respect and collegiality. But we also want them to make their own choices. We want them to take responsibility, and we want them to have a genuine experience. So we make it clear to them, you know the drill. You know what we expect of you in production, regardless of who is at the helm. So do your job. And it's not so much about don't make me look bad. You know, there's not that kind of pejorative. And it's really not about us. It's about them.
Right. Well, so. and it's about the show. At some point, it becomes about that thing that is bigger than the director or the cast members or even the department. It becomes about the show.
Exactly. And you can't completely separate them all, because the production work is an extension of the training. And they all kind of circle back around and feed each other. But absolutely, it's bigger. And that's one of the things about theater in general. Theater is a communal art form. It's a social art form. And so in that sense, it's always bigger than any one person. It's about the community that is making the work happen, whether it's the actors on stage or the designers and the crew, you know, working backstage, or the front of house staff. It's about the community that's making it happen, and it's about the community of the audience that we share it with.
Absolutely. And not only that, you know, your guest director has got a whole bunch of new actors he can steal when he's done.
It's true. He's actually, I mean, one of the lovely things about the Alliance has been the way it has strengthened the connection between our graduates and a real, you know, viable professional path after they leave us. So it's been lovely. We've had a number of students, both performers and designer technicians. And as a matter of fact, one of the very first intern that we placed in Chanhassen was someone in front of house arts administration who is now their director of social media.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's the Alliance has been really wonderful in terms of the opportunities to foster the professional development of all of our students.
Rebecca, thanks so much for joining us. It's always so great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Rebecca Katz-Harwood of the UMD Theater Department. The theater department's production of She Loves Me opened it last night. Radio theater on KUMD is made possibly in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.